left off last time at Simen Kuv Dalet. Shalei lahapsik b'tfila. Lo yapsik b'tfilos. Tfila means shmnesa. So, in regard to Krishme and brachas of Krishme, they are clearly, when he can be mafsik, na'akoved, na'ayiro, we pass on like a Yude, that bin aprokim, so is shayon na'akoved, he can initiate a greeting because of covet, out of respect, and respond to a greeting by anybody. And b'emtsa is shayon na'ayiro, and meishiv na'akoved. What is yiro? Machlekes Rashi and other rishonim. Rashi says yiro means he's afraid because they'll suffer monetary penalty or physical penalty. Now, even though it's not pikuach nefesh, but most rishonim say yiro means covet the chiyuv of meiro, like before, a father and a mother. Ishime above if the row or a rabbi, because Esli Rabbi is Talmidei Chachomi, and that's the way we pass. Mashenkin Ligabi Tfilo, there are no attaining of covet zero, no attaining. Lo yapsig bitfilo say, Vafilu Melach Yisroel Sheol Bishleime, there is certainly a chiyuv of covet, and the chiyuv of Meira also, Chitil Meser Alecho. But there is no heter to be mafsik, even if the Melech Yisrael is greeting him. Avo Melech Akum. So then there is a possibility that Sakon is the forces. So Ipkach Nefesh, of course, is there everything. But even then, Im Efshaluli Katzeir, if it's possible for him to shorten the broches, in other words, to have the begin the broche, and matbiya shal broche, but not all the words of the broche. So then he should do it, if it's possible, with impunity to do it. The haine sheim atchilas ha-broche, the seifo kidim sheagir of yiksa, oy im efshale sheyate min ha-derech, because when we say it's also to be mafsik, even in a hardship situation, unless pikuach nefesh, it means to start talking, but to move away from the place, that's not a real ethic. Of course, lechatchile, if there is no hardship situation, one is not allowed to move away from the place where he's standing. That's why it's mentioned that the Shliach Tzibur and Rosh Hashanah in Kippur, when he has to bow down Kerim, so he shouldn't step away because they should take away the standard. Not to step away, but in hardship situation, one is allowed to move away from the place where he's standing to another place, even to go to another room in a hardship situation. But to talk, that's also unless there is mamish sakonis nefoshes. So im efsholi katzad anishim atres abrocha b'seifo kidin sheagir alof yiksa. Or im efshalei sheyatim na derech yate v'li yapsik v'dibo v'im efshalei, so then it's pikuach nefesh, is yapsik. Hoyo mispal ba'derech ubo behemo ukoren kinegdei yatim na derech v'lo yapsik avo b'inacher ein lotzis minkeimei. But l'chatchile, if there is no hardship situation, he shouldn't even move. In lotzis minkeimei ashiigmat v'losi Elohim came who bitachnunim shalachat filah. Now here, there is some, it's not so poshet. Vaful nochosh, that's a mishne. Vaful nochosh koruch alikvei lo yafsik. That means, nochosh is a snake. Akrov is a serpent. So, sometimes, the term nochosh and akrof are used interchangeably, but here nochosh has one meaning and akrof has another meaning. So while nochosh koruch halikvei, nochosh there is no sakonis nefoshes. So koruch halikvei lo yafsik, אבל יוכל ללך למוקם אחר, כדי שיתלע נוחש מרגלי. So that's not a real הפסק. לכתחיל ינת הלאות, but in any hardship situation, so we are allowed to move away. So of course, in not to be in contact with נוחש, yes, הקונס נפוש, yes, not הקונס נפוש, whether it will be beaten or not, but the confrontation with נוחש is a hardship situation. So, Mimele is allowed to move away. Avo Akov, a serpent, Pesik, Lifi Shehu Mued Yesa Lahasik. Vinochash Name Im Rosh Hu Kous Umuchan Lahasik Pesik. Now here, there is a certain difficulty. The question is, why is Nochosh different than Akov? So a fluke we would say, because you know they are poisonous snakes and they are non-poisonous snake. So Akrov is a poisonous snake, so it's a konis nefoshes. But and the Nochosh is a non-poisonous snake, so it's not a konis nefoshes. But even though it's not poisonous, he won't die. But he'll have a lot of pain, a lot of trouble, he'll be sick, he won't die. So it's not Sakonis Nefoshes, but there will be a lot of Tzara Guf. So here we have the difficulty. Aval Akov Pesik Lishumued Yisal Hazik V'nochosh Name Im Rosh U'Kos U'Muchon Lahazik is Pesik. So the question is why? Manifshech, if a Nochosh is a non-poisonous snake, a non-poisonous snake when it bites, you don't die, but you can have a lot of trouble. So why do we say Nochosh Name Im Rosh Hu Kos U'Muchon Lahazik is Pesik? Is Pesik? So we could say, and that's the Pashtus, except that from the Mogen Avrom it's not Mashma that way. Mogen Avrom it's not Mashma that way, from the Bir Aloch it's not Mashma that way. But the Pashtus, in order to explain it, is that Enoch Name Nochosh is a non-poisonous snake. So even if he's going to bite, he's not going to die, but he'll have a lot of trouble. He'll be sick, a lot of trouble. So Memele, the Isar to be mafsik in Tfile is not like Chil Shabbos, that only Pikuach Nefesh is there. And anything short of Pikuach Nefesh, Tzar Aguf, is not derech melocha d'rais, only melocha d'rabono melocha shenitzich l'gufo, so mishum tzara mokim tzara l'gozo, but melocha atzricha l'gufo, or according to Rabbi Yudim, melocha shenitzich l'gufo is chayef, so even mokim tzara it's osa. But that's Chil Shabbos, but the disa to be mafzik in tfile is not like isur d'rais. So even something that is not pikuach nefesh mamish. That's the pashtus. Some mele. That's why. The Rambam says the Mishneh. The Bir Aloch mentions from the Rambam Shloshim Klosha Mishneh. Hatam mishum direif pi omim eini neishach. So it's mad. But the question is, monefshach, if it's pikuach nefesh, so in hilchem pikuach nefesh acharov, so even choshere cheike, we are mechuyev to mechal Shabbos 1,000 times for choshere cheike, and mafzik in tefillin at is more chomov than chal Shabbos. That's inconceivable. So the pshat is that if we were sure, or even if it will be a sofik hashok, that the Nochosh will bite. That's why it says, Nochosh Name Im Rosh Hu Kos U'Muchon Lahazik Pesik. But so what? He'll definitely bite. But he's non-poisonous. He won't die. He won't die, but he'll be sick. So Tzara Guf is also Deiche, the Iser of being Mafzik. It's not like Chil Shabbos, that only Pikuach Nefesh Mamesh is Deiche. But, so Tzara Guf is also Deiche. But, since it's only an inyan of Tzara Guf, and only inyan of Tzara Guf, so Memele, we don't say Chosh Recheike. So only when it's likely to be to bite, But if it's not likely, even though there's a possibility, Masha'in Cain, if he will, if he's poisonous, so then, so what difference does it make? Rif from him is his neisher or not neisher? Choshar Echeke, Reb Chaim used to say, I'm lontul sofik mukach nefesh, is deich Shabbos. And here we are going to consider of, there's the pashtus. Only thing is, from Mavom, it's not mashma that way. So I don't understand the Mogavom, but that's the pashtus. Vinochesh name im roshu kos. ומוכן להזיק פסיק. אם ראש שיהיה בו כנגדי פסיק, שמחיק משרתם, פירש תם שנרוג להזיק. נונמיס. וממו את פירש רוג להזיק מלאינו. So again, it's not because שיהיה is פיקוח נפש. But סעגוף, if he שיהיה is מזיק, is סעגוף. ואם שבורים שבמוקים ההוא מוזוקים שאינו מזיקים, in a pesik. And then again, because if sheir would be pikuach nefesh mamesh, that's when a sheir goes, then he might die. So why do we say im shvorim shemok mahu mozokim nat mozokim uyachishish? So Rabbi Natam says in Sifra Yosho in Hilchot Pikuach Nefesh Taharot shafil achas mi elef b'yildei sloi motzinu shemeisu. Even Rabbi Natam says now it's even less. But even Rabbi Natam's days, so the chance of for Yildes to die on account of birth is less than 1 in 1,000. But in Hilchot Pikuach Nefesh Taharot, Yechshosh Rechik is Deiche. So here by Shvorim, so only Murzokim, Murzok, if the Shvorim is Murzokim Shenu Mazikim. Otherwise, he has to be basic. And what is Mozokim Shein Mazikim? But there is still a Chashar Chayki. That is, even if it will be Mazik, it will not be Pikuach Nefesh. He won't die, but he'll have a lot of trouble. There's the Pashtus. But you'll see from some of the Nisikelim, certainly Sheinis, that tend to indicate the other way, but we can't say that the Yisar of being Machif Nesri is more Chomor than Chil Shabbos. I mean, that's inconceivable. בכל מוקים שפסיק, אם שור כדי לגמר אסכולו, חיזל ריש. ואם לאו, חיזל התחילס הברוכה שפוסק בו. ואם פוסק בגימו רישי נעיס, איס חיזל ריש. ואם באחרי נעיס חיזל ירצה. Now, this is discussed by the Mechaber and Ramo in many halachos. But the psak of the Mechaber is, it's a machlekes between the Rif and the Rosh, and the Mechaber paskens like the Shittus Rif. In other words, that there is a difference between Tfilo and other things. In other things, let's say in Kriyas Shema, in Birkas Hamazon, so I feel even if Shor Kidligmir Eskulo is in a Chizal Rish. Even though there was a substantial pause, enough time to say the whole thing, the whole Krishna, with all the brachas. So, in the Chizal Rish, Mashen Kim Batfilo, there is a special aloch, that if Shor Kidiligmer Eskulo is Chizal Rish, special aloch Batfilo, that does not apply to Krishna, to Birk Samozen, to Halel, only Tfilo. But there are more paskins like the Rosh, that there is no difference between tefillah and other things, but it all depends. If it is shok in ligmar eskulo, not machmasenes, then it's not chizal reish. But if it is shok in ligmar eskulo, machmasenes, and enes means for alpidin, he wasn't allowed to continue. Alpidin, he wasn't allowed to continue. So then it's chizal reish. Now, why doesn't, and according to the Ramos, so even Batfilo, if he sees not Machmasenes, Kedisho, Kedligmer, Eskulo, so then, so he is in a Chizah. So why wasn't the Ramos say that? Because he relied on the other places, so the Ramos said Aloche, but Limaise, we Paskin, even Batfilo, that if it's shok, it ligmar eskulo, but not machmasenes, He was allowed Alpidin to continue, but he didn't. He didn't for what? For what? It doesn't make any difference. So then, if he was allowed, not Machmasenes, he's in a Chizal Rish. Vim lav Chizal Itles Abroche, she posak. Vim posak begimul Rishenes, Chizal Rish. Vim bachrenes Chizal Tzei. That's the Aloche. That the first three broches, which are broches of Shvach, have a din like one long broche. So Meled Aloche is, if he has to start, go back to the beginning of the broche. So if he has to go back in the Gimel Rishenes, he has to go back to the first broche, Tovis. And the Gimel Achrenes, which is Hidoye, also have a din like one long broche. So he has to be Chizir to the beginning of the first broche of the Gimel Achrenes. But the middle you have 12, 13 broches of Bakosh Sorchov, so then each broche is a separate entity. So Mele is chizer to that particular broche. Hodam rinon im shoklin rekulo bikirim ishagnon im sorbit filo dinilin chazore im sorbit filo dinilin chazore kidin hafsokes amure is bisimin ze. Eini peisek loyli kadish veloyli gdushe. Elo yishtek v'yechavin l'imashe imer shliach tzibo. On this point, there is a machlekes between Rash and Teisves in Brochas Daf Chof Aleph and in Ksuke Daf Lamed. Hey, I think the question Rash paskens that if somebody daven shmin esrei, let's say came a little late and he started to daven, and the Shliach Tzibur is saying Kaddish or Kedusha, so then Rashi says he should stay silent, he should stop davening and stay silent and be mechaven to be Yetzei with the Shliach Tzibur's Kedusha, because Shemiya Keine, so Mimele he'll be Yetzei with the Kedusha, but he will not be either the Yisar of being Mafzik. If we say Shemiya Keine, so it is considered as if he had said Kodosh Kodosh. How is he allowed to say Kodesh Kodesh when he is a Shmakolein? But it's not considered as if he's Mafzik. Shemiya Keine Ligabi being Yeitze, the mitzvah of saying Kedusha, but it's not Keine Ligabi the Isar of being Mafzik. Teisves is Chelik. Teisa says, Monefshach, if you say that by being Mechav to be Yeitze with the Shliach Tzibur says Dushe, it's considered as if he said Dushe, so he's Mafzik. So in other words, he's not allowed to be Mechav to be Yeitze. But the Shulchan Aruch paskens like Rashi. In a Pesik, L'Kadosh L'Kedusha, Mamesh Pesik, Elo Yishteik, ויחבין לי מה שאם השליח ציבו ויהי כן. הויו אימד בפילו ויקורו לסיבתרה איני פסיק. אך אשר סיים יתחז ברוכס, קדמו לקייניצר, יוכל לאנס, גדושה וקדיש ובורך. יהיה ליטל מירה. Just one second. No, it's not good. We left off on Friday. Simen Kufei. Dina Mispal based fillers. If somebody forgot, let's say, to dab Ma'ariv, so in the morning, the next day, he has to dab Tushunesas. If he forgot, in the morning Shachris, so then at Minche he has to daven to Shmeses. And they forgot the Minche, so the night after that he has to daven to Shmeses. So the first one is for the Tfileh, that is Mano, and the second one is the Tiras Tashlum. Hamispalel Shtei Tfileh Zu Achazu Tzorech Lahamtin Bein Zu Lezu. I mean, this halacha will apply to the case of Shachris and Musaf also, not only. Suppose on Rish Chodesh or on Shabbos, when he davens Tushmeneshres, so he can't start the Adashmeneshre Musaf immediately after Shachis, but he has to be Sheye. How much must he be Sheye? Very little. Enough time to traverse Dalet Ames. המספר שתי תפילה זו אחזו צורך להמתין בין זו לזו כדי הילור דלת אמיס כדי שתהי דייתי מיושבס להספלל בלושין תחינות כל סימן כובוב מי הם הפטורים מתפילה כל הפטורים מקרישמה פטורים מתפילה וכל השחייב בקרישמה חייב בתפילה So, but there are exceptions. Anyone who is potter of Krishma is potter of Tfilah. But there are exceptions, for example, Noshim. So they are potter of Krishma. It's a misvisese, Shazman Gome, but they are chayev b'tfilah k'mo yanoshim. Because Tfilah Rachme, so Noshim is boy Rachme, just like men. But the general rule is, kol ha'pturim k'rishme, pturim b'tfilah. And then the general rule is, kol shachayev b'kishme, Chayev b'tfilah, but even that is an exception. Chutz mi'amlavines ha'mes she'in limito tzeirer b'hen, she'af al pi she'im chayovim b'krishme p'turim b'tfilah. Now the halacha is, if somebody takes care of his milaves ha'mes, if he, let's say, carries the mes, so then he's potter of krishme and tfilah, because isig b'mitzveh potter b'na mitzveh. How about somebody who is Milave Mes? He doesn't, and he was designated to be a carrier, but, in other words, to say, to replace somebody else. But right now, he is not a carrier, and he's not going to be a carrier. He'll be a carrier, let's say, an hour later. So, and right now, he's only a Milave. So, livu a mess is also a mitzvah without carrying the mess. But it's not like livu a mess is only a mitzvah de rabbanon. But Mashein Kein, if he carries the mess, he's mitafel the mess, then it's a mitzvah de raise. So the halacha is, if somebody is mlaves a mess, and if the mito is seyab him, even though at this moment he doesn't carry, but there is a possibility that the carrier might have to be replaced, so then he is potter of Tfilah and Krishmi. But if he's in limitation, if it is certain that he will not be needed to replace the present carrier, so then of Krishmi is chayev, and tefillah is potter. Why? So Rashi says that the reason is because Krishma is a mitzvah d'oraisa. So mele, he's not potter if he's just a milave, not a carrier. Mashenkin tefillah is a mitzvah d'rabbanon. So he's potter even for the mitzvah of livu by itself. Livoyo by itself, not being mitapol of the mess. And the Taz also mentions Rashi's time. The Mogen Avraham mentions his own time. He says because Krishme so the Ika Kavone is required only in persecution. Of course, Lechatchile. It's required in all of Krishma, but the Eved, it's only Me'akev in persecution. So in persecution, so it's Efshali Kaim Shneim. Mashein Kin Tfile, so the Kavone probably means the Kavone of Emid Lifnei Ashchino, as Reb Chaim says. So it's required by the whole Shmoneh, so Mele, it's Efshali Kaim Shneim. So that's why the Chachomim parted him from Tfilah, even if only mito tzeirabe. So, chutz malavin esames, shein limito tzeirabe, shaf al pishim chayovim b'krishme, put turim mitfilah. So, in other words, there are two general clauses. One general klal is that whoever is chayev b'krishme is chayev b'tfile, but that is an exception. Milavin es ames ein limito tzeya ben. So he's chayev b'krishme, but still he's potter of tfile. Then the other klal, that anyone who is potter of krishme is potter of tfile, also has exceptions. What are the exceptions? V'noshim v'avodim she'afal pip she'pturim mikrishme, because it's a mitzvah as man gome, chayovim b'tfile. So why is chayovim b'tfile? Now there are two gersoyes in Gemara Daf Chof, in Broches, and the usual gersoy is that the reason is why his potter is because it's rachme. So in other words, even if we assume that tfilo is a mitzvah as man gome, we still can't apply the general rule of mitzvah as man gome noshim turis, because tefillah essentially is rachme. So anoshe boy rachme, anoshe loy boy rachme. But there is another girse in the Gemara according to which tefillah is not even considered as a mitzvah as man gome. It's not man gome. So, and it seems that the Mechaber had dead girls in the Gemara. Not because tefillah is rachme, but tefillah is essentially not a mitzvah as man gome. And it's possible that even if the Mechaber had the girls in the Gemara, because tefillah rachmeninu, anoshe boy rachme, anoshe loy boy rachme, he still explains it in that way. Not in the sense that even in mitzvah as man grome, some mele, if it's rachme, so even as man grome, anoshe mamach yovis. Because if it's rachme, so essentially it's not man grome. Why? Because according to the Girse, that tefillah is not even a mitzvah as man gome. Why isn't tefillah a mitzvah as man gome? Because after all, there are zmanim of tefillah, shachis or adalit shoyis b'yeim, minche ad erev, and ma'ariv is up to amad hashachar. So it has zmanim. The answer is true, there are certain zmanim, but basically it's not the yeim, it's not the lailo that is mechayev. Because what is the mokia, the basis for the mitzvah of tefillah? Ve'avadetem es Hashem lekechem, izeu aveido shebelev zhi tefillah. So the mechayev is aveide shebelev. Aveide shebelev essentially is a chivis alvavis. It's a chivis alvavis. It's not even a chivis ivorim. It's a chivis avoris. As a matter of fact, there is a shita, the issue is Yaakov. His shita is that even though we paskin that hiru is lafki dibodome, but by tefillah midraise, if he's mahara b'tefillah, he's mekayim mitzvah tefillah. Because essentially it's a chivis avoris. But it has to be manifest itself by being mispalel, but essentially it's a chivis alvavis, like Avas Hashem, Yiras Hashem, Udov Kobei, but it has to manifest itself externally by verbalizing certain tefillahs. But in final analysis, it's a chivis alvavis, and if it's a chivis alvavis, it's a mitzvah tmidis. Like Avos Hashem, I have to say, Avos Hashem, Zman Gome, it's L'mayla Ma'azman. So Tefillah is essentially a Chivas Alvoveis, so Mele it's a Mitzvah Tmidi, so it's not Zman Gome. But it has to manifest itself. It has to manifest itself in certain ways, by verbalizing certain Tefillahs. And then, true, that there are three tefillahs, Ma'ariv, there is Machlekes, or Rechiv, or Rishus, but Halevai she'ispal odom kol hayei. So it's a raya that it's not a mitzvah as man gome. We are not in the madrige to mispal b'chol hayei, because we don't have the real kavone. But if we had been in the madrige, we could daven 10 times and 20 times a day. So If it's mangrum, how can he daven so many times? Because it's a chivat midis. It's like Havas Hashem. So that's the pshat. Mipnei shim zeh shaloyaz mangrum. But how is it shaloyaz mangrum? But after all, it has manim. And the Gemara says, rachmaninu. So it's possible that the Mechaber had the girse, the other girse, not rachme, because it's not even seshas mangome, because alevayshi is power odom kolayim, and many achrenim say because alevayshi is power odom kolayim. So in the kiyum it's mas mangome. It is mangome in the chiyuv, in the external chiyuv, bimtzias on a practical level. But on a theoretical level, it's a chives alvoveis. It's one of the mitzvot midiyes, like avas Hashem and yiras Hashem and veikes b'Hashem. And then, even if the mechaber had the girse, even if the mechaber had the girse, the girse of the rachmaninu, so he could also explain it. In other words, since it's what it means rachme, the Ramban is chilek on the Ramban, and he says that tefillah is not a chiyuv deraisa. Then he says, but be'eis soro, there is a chiyuv deraisa to mispal, because so it could be that the Rambam also agrees with the Ramban, that the mechayev of tefillah is soro. Not the yeim, not the day, not the night, but soro. But the Ramban says only when he has soros, he has trouble. But when he doesn't have trouble, so then he's not mechuyev. The Rambam agrees with the Rambam that the mechayev is soros. But is there a person in the world who doesn't have trouble, who doesn't have problems? There are many people who think they have no trouble. But that in itself is the biggest problem, is the biggest trouble, if a person doesn't realize that he has problems. But the Ramban shiti is the mechayev is the consciousness of the trouble. But if certain people is happy-go-lucky, and I mean, he's not aware that he has trouble, he has problems, so he's not mechuyev deraisa. And the Rambam Shiti is, it's not the consciousness, the awareness of the trouble that a person has, that is mechayev tefillah, is the objective fact that a person has trouble. And there is no person in the world who doesn't have trouble, who doesn't have problems, whether he's conscious of it or he's not conscious of it. So Mele does the pshat in the Gemara Rachmaninu. It's because he has to ask for Rachmones, because he's in trouble. Whether he knows that he's in trouble or he doesn't know, but he's in trouble objectively. So Mele, the Mechayev is not a day, not a night, but the Tzores, the problem that he has. So that's the pshat in the Mechaber, b'pnei shemizesese, shaloi azlan gome. Uktanim sheigiu lechinuch, chayovim lechanchom. Now, so the general klal is that whoever is poter of Krishma is poter of tefillah. So according to that general guideline, noshim v'avodim should be poter of tefillah. But that's an exception. That's an exception. But then there is another exception. Uktanim sheigiu lechinuch chayovim lechanchom. Is that an exception or that is not an exception? So that is told in the two lishenes in Hilchas Krishma that we learned some time ago. It's a machlekes between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi shite is now the Mishnah says that Ktanim apotar of Krishma. So Rashi Shite is that Ktanim apotar of Krishme, apotar of Krishme, I mean even a kotn sheigia lechinuch is potar of Krishme. But the general rule is that the kotn sheigia lechinuch, the father is mechuyev to mechanachim, but Krishme is an exception. Why? Because Krishme has to be recited very early, and usually Ktanim are not up at that time. So Mele Chachomim were not Mechayev the father to be Mechanech even a cotton sheigia lechinuch in Krishma. And that's Rashi Shite. And Rabbeinu Tam Shite is know that when the Mishnah says that Ktanim are potter of Krishma, it means he gotten shaloi gila chinuch, but he gotten shigila chinuch, he's chayv in Krishma. So according to Rav Natan, this is not an exception to the klal kol she poter mit kol she poter mit fila is poter mit krishme except ktanim she gila chinuch. Only according to Rashi it's an exception, but according to Rav Natan it's not an exception. Mi shetorose yom nosei ken Rav Shimon ben Yochai v'chavirov mafsik likriya shma v'lo litfile. That's a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Yud Amud Aleph, that Rav Shimon ben Yochai v'chavirov with toroson umnoson, I mean, on that level toroson umnoson is not shayach today, Rishenim say. Rishenim say it's not shayach today. So even Bismano Rishenim, in other words, that should be Torosan Noso so preoccupied, Kol Ayim and Kol Alaylo Iftor, so today we don't have such a person. So the Aloch is Reb Shimon Yechoye V'Chaveirov, so they are mafsik for Krishme, but for Tfilinat. Why for Tfilinat? Because we apply the Aloch of Isik Mitzvah, Potam and Mitzvah, but Krishma, since it's midaraisa, some mele is mafsikli Krishma, and we don't apply ligabe Talmud Teira the din of esig mise potra mitzvah. Avol onu, we are not in that madrega. The Rishenim say that mafsikim bainli Krishma bainli tefila yeh mishe yeh. Even the mechaber, the ramo, I mean the goyen, it doesn't make any difference. So we are not in the madrega of terosi umnosei to be potter of tefillin. Vim leimid la'achirim, but that's if somebody learns by himself. But if he is melamid teir la'achirim, talmud teir de rabbim, eini peisik, t'moishim zboya li'il simen periktes. Now there is a machlekes between the levush and the chayodom. And of course the psak is like the Hayodom, not like the Levush. According to the Levush, so if he's limited la'achirim in a pesik, even if it means that he will not daven altogether. And according to the Hayodom, in a pesik, if he could daven later, but if by not being pesik, by not interrupting the Shia la'achirim, it means he will not daven, so then he has to be pesik. When Kolmo came, Pesik v'keiri posik Krishin shal Krishma, because this is what Rabbi Nakodesh did. I mean, when it's milamid l'achirim, so, and this man Krishma was magia, so he interrupted for a moment, and he said, posik Krishin, v'imin asho iveres, v'yesh li shu sadayin, li spalel, v'likre Krishma, so, einei pesik la.
Like this, we should say, since Tfilah is in the Rabbanon, so if he has a shopping for the Davnit, Shminesra or not, so he shouldn't have to daven over again. But Aloha is that he's Chazer on his part. Why? The Nitzor of the Chadishim Dovah. Because there is Aloha Levi Shim's Paul Odom Kolaye. Some male they came, there is such a thing as Tfilah Snidovah. Some mele in case of Isofi, but when somebody is mispalil to us in Dovi, he has to be lazy to the Chiddush, something additional. But in this case, the fact that he is misalik himself of Isofi, that in itself is the Chiddush. So, imu misupek mispalil, chizer mispalil, v'nitzorech lechadi shum dovo, abon boi lo ishi mispalil, Eini chizer umispalel b'lo yichidush. V'al dechidush chizer umispalel b'ndove kol aponim sheyirtze chutz mit filas muser, she is talon eisei bin dove. In other words, filas muser, there is no filas in dove. In other words, the Levashi is pal odom kalayim applies only to shach, to arvis, shachris, minch, because that's a kiyum of rachme, of avedishe belev, of rachme. So memele, halavashi is pal odom kalayim. He has to be in the madrege, but there is a kiyum. Masheim kei, musev, that's the whole mechaib of musev, is nishalmo polis vaseinu. In other words, it's like a verbal call. There is no tfilas musaf nidove. So the mele tfilas nidove in musaf is not shaykh. So the mele ubi sabi, ubi shabbat viyontev, ein chutz mit tfilas musaf shimispal leiso bin dove. Ubi shabbat viyontev ein mispal il tfilas nidove. Since tfilas ikneget midin tiknum, So on Shabbos in Yontef, it's not shayach to say Tfilas Nidove, because Nidove is not craving the Shabbos in Yontef. The Nishril is Palil, Alda Shaloi is Palil, the Niskar Shekvor is Palil, Pesik Afil Bemtzabroch, if he reminded himself that he doesn't ready, Afil Yochel Echadish Bedok. Now here, the Bir Aloche, the Mishneh Brura, is chilik very strongly against the Chayotim, which is unusual for the Mishneh Brura to be chilik so firm. The Chayotim is mechadeish, and the basis is upon the Chidushi Arashbo. The Chidushi Arashbo says that this Aloche in Brochus, that Sopik is parallel, Sopik lo is parallel, is the Gemara says, is chizer on is parallel, that for Aleph, because Halevaishi is Paul Odom Kalayim, so it is Bitiras Nidove. So Mele, yes, to be Masne. If I don't already, so then it should be Bitiras Nidove. So the Chidush HaRashbo says, since it's Bitiras Nidove, so it's not a Chay. Chayzom is Paul, in other words, he can be Chayzom is Paul, but he's not Michuyev to be Mispal. He's not Mechuyot Mispal. So really the Chayodim says, today that we are not in the Madrege to be Mispal Tfilas Nidove, that's mentioned by all the Sheini, because we don't have the proper Kavone. So, and since the Rajbo says that Chayzor Mispal is not a Chay, it's a Rishos. So if somebody is in Madrege, okay, so it's the proper thing, but if somebody is not in the Madrege, so it shouldn't be a chizer mispal. So according to Chayodom, today the aloha is the tzofik is pal, tzofik lo is pal, is ain a chizer mispal, because it has to be a teras nidove, and the Chidush HaRashbo says that it's not a chiv, it's only a reshus, so it has to be in the madreg, if it's a chiv. Yes, madreg, not madreg, it's a chiv. But if it's a reshus, so it has to be madreg. But the Bir Aloche is chilik so firmly against the Chayor. However, Reb Chaim paskut like the Chayor. Chidush zeh, shomarnu sheichadish dovor bilchol broche, meyemtsoyes, meina broche. In other words, here he's talking not on the case of Sofik Ispal, Sofik Ispal. Well, Vada Ispal, but he just wants to daven for his dove, and he is the Madrege. So then he has to be at something. So lechatchila he should be massive in each broche of the emtsoyis, which is lakosh esor. Me'ein abroche chidush zeh shomarnu shechadish dovor b'chol broche me'emtsoyis me'ein abroche. That's lechatchila. But the eved. Bim chidish afil broch achas idai kidir idai shehu nidobe v'lechivu. So the Eved, even if he'll just be meisif and refreinu, and will ask for refuye for someone, so the Eved is all right. V'yei sheimrim, d'loi mikre chidu shaloi nischadeish etzlei, dobo shaloi tzor chilof, kidem lachim. Now, then, there is another machlekes. And again, the Mishneh Berurah here is here machmir. The Derech HaChaim, which is Nisives, he says that this aloche of Sofik Ispalel, Sofik Lo Ispalel, since it's on the basis of Nidove, so it applies only to Shachris et to Minche, but not to Arvis, because we paskin the Tfilas Arvis Rishus. True, that the Rambam says that Kiblu Aleim Chevo, so Kiblu Aleim Chevo when it's Vadel Ispalel. But in the case where it's Sofik Ispalel, Sofik Lo Ispalel, so it's not Kiblu Aleim Chevo, so it's Rishus. If it's Rishus, so then he shouldn't dab him over again. That's how the Chaim passed. The Primigodim is Chelik. Why is the Primigodim Chelik? Because Teis Veshite is the Tfilas Arvis Rishus doesn't mean Rishus. Apart from the Kibla Aleim Chevo. Kibla Aleim Chevo, that's not Medina Dimora, that's Mitzad the Gaining. But apart, even Medina Digmore, it's not Rishus Mamesh. It's a Chayv, but it's not the same Chayv as Shachis and Minche. In other words, if because of the mitzvah, he can be Mivatel Arvis, even if it is a mitzvah that could be fulfilled, could be done by somebody else. So, other tefillahs, some Meili, he couldn't be Mivatel, but this Arvis, he could be Mivatel. And then the Yerushalmi says, if the Arvis is Rishus, so he suppose he already went to bed, and then he reminded himself, he didn't daven, he doesn't have to get dressed. In other words, it's not a chevo like Shachis and Minche, but it's not Rishus Mamish. That's the Yerushalmi. So because of that, the Primigodim says that it applies even to Arvis. And the Mishneh Berurah again, paskens like the Primigodim, not like the Derech HaChaim. But on that point, is a machlek, is Rishayim, the stays with Shite. But the Rambam Shite is that Medina Digmori, it's Rishus Mamesh. But Rishus Mamesh, but Mitzat Kiblu Aleihem, so it's Chayvo. So if it's Chayvo Mitzat Kiblu Aleihem, so some Mishayach, when it's Ivada, and not when it's Isofi. So again, the Mishneh Berurah is machmir in this Indian. Ein Zibo mispalel in Tfilas Nidove klar. Horeitzel ispalel Tfilas Nidove zoyer shei makir es hatzmei vizoris vizoyer vi omid bidaiti. So he says he has to be a zoris and a zoyer. Why is he midaik? Because the Mesilas Yishorim, the whole Mesilas Yishorim, revolves around the price of zirus meivio is this. The very Zoyer and Zoris in mitzvahs. So in other words, in what Madrid does he have to be? He has to attain the first rung of zeros and zrizus, imperfection. I mean, even if he doesn't attain the other madrigues of Nikius, so he's still on madrigues. But today we are not even in that madrigues of having attained the first two wrongs in moral perfection of zeros and zrizus. So he says, "Oreitzel is palut filas nidove tzor shei makiras hatzmei zoris vizoya." So we see the Chayodom said that now Bizman Hazeh is any Chizorim Spar because we are not on that Madrege. And whom did he have reference to? He had reference to daily Yisrael like himself. I mean, so he still said we are not on that Madrege. Zori Vizoya Viomid Bidaite Sheyuchal Lechav Mifelose Mereish Veatzei אבל מיוחל לך ויופה קרינם בי לומו לירב זבחיכם והלוואי שיוחל לך בין בגימול תפילה יסעקפו אסליה
We're up to Simen Kufres. Mishalo is Palel, is Sibas Toes. Oy Ines, oy Bimet. To Nenas, oy is Palel Shachis. Suppose he forgot to dab Shachis. So there's that smoothie. Mis Palel Minchostai. So he davens Tushmin Esres at Minche. First he davens Minche, Tushmin Esres, that is Mechuyot to daven, and after that he davens a second Tushmin Esres, which is Tashlumim for Shachris. But the Tashlumim has to be the second one. He cannot daven the first Tushmin Esres as Tashlumim. Even David is not easy. Only after he fulfilled the tefillah that is mechuyev to mispal now, he has an opportunity to be mashlim b'teras tashlum. Mispal mincha shtayim, horishena mincha, v'ashnili tashlum, v'imifeich, but if he decides to reverse the order, in other words, he wants the first v'nesre to be tashlumim for shachis, and the second for mincha, the second mincha, so it's not effective. Even if he's mischabim beferish, so mele v'imifech liyotzo yidei tefila shehi tashlumim v'tzorich liyispal. So in other words, so he's not yeitze with the first v'nesre, even though he was mechabim l'shem tashlumim, he's not mekayim tashlumim. But the second v'nesre, he was mechabim l'shem minche, so he's yeitze l'shem minche. But then he has to daven a third time Fatashlumim for the Shachis. Vitzorich Larzir Luispala Leiso, the Tashlumim. Vichain Hadin Bichol Mokim Shirzorich Luispala Tfil Tashlumim. So it Tashlumim cannot take effect until he davened first the Shminesre that is Mechuyev now to daven. Tove Luispala Mincho. Suppose he didn't have minche mispal arvishtein. Horishenu arvis vashnioli tashlum. Tovel ispal arvis. So in other words, the chiddush is, even though he's davening now, let's say, Tuesday, he forgot minche. So Tuesday night, it already belongs to the Wednesday day. It's a different day, so he could say, it's not shaykh to say tashlumin on a different day. Bishleim, he forgot to daven shachris. And at minche, he davens to shmunesre, so it's in the same day. But if he forgot to daven minche, and then at ma'ariv, which is already the next day, there is no tashlumim, so there is tashlumim, even the next day. Tov l'yispalil arvis mispal shachristayim. Horishenu shachris v'abez l'tashlumim. So when can he fulfill the tashlumim? Le'achar she'imer yeitzeya v'yutches broches is yeimer ashrei v'hakein yispalel yutches l'tashlumi arvis. In other words, when he says the adash mnesre v'tiras tashlumim, so then he has to say ashrei before the other he starts the other shnesre. V'chein ki mispal arv shtayim mishum shlo yispal mincho yeimar asoy. He davens ma'ariv first, and then he finishes the shnesre of ma'ariv. So he should say ashrei, and then daven another shnesre for mincho. V'chein ki mispal arv shtayim mishum shlo yispal mincho yeimar ashrei b'tfil l'tfil. Hodi mashli matfilo sheifsit davke bizman tfilo, avol bisho sheins man tfilo loy. In other words, that when can he be mashli? Only if it's still this man tfilo. He forgot to daven ma'ariv. So he can be mashli, daven another shmnesre in the morning. But after this man tfilo of shachris, so then he cannot be mashli. He can only be mashlim
as long as it's still the time to fulfill the tefillah of Shachris. But if it's already after the time of the tefillah of Shachris, there couldn't be any tashlumim for the tefillah of ours. Ein tashlumim el litfiloh hasmucho bilvat. I mean, that's the psak of most Rishayim. Most Rishayim, they are Rishayim to the country. The Raivet is the country. But we don't pass like that. So all the Rishayim, except the Raivet, hold that Ashlumim is only Shayach Litfilah Asmuch. In other words, if one forgot, Mayri, if he can daven to Shmnesre Shachris, forgot Shachris, he can daven to Shmnesres. He can daven to Shmnesres Minche. Forgot Minche, he can daven to Shmnesres et Mayrev. But suppose he forgot Minche today, and then he forgot to daven Mayrev tonight, and the next morning he wants to make Tashlumim for the Minche of Tuesday. He couldn't do it. It's only Letfilah Asmuch. But if there is not a tefillah asmuch or not, the Raivet shita is that there could be tashlumim, even if it's not litfilah asmuch. But all the Rishenim say only litfilah asmuch. So ain tashlumim litfilah asmuch bilvat. Shim tov liispal shachris veloy minche mispal arvishtaim. Achreino litashlumim mincha aval shachris. He forgot to daven Shachris and Minche. Then he reminds himself at night, he can have Tashlumi for Minche, but not for Shachris. There's a sheet of all the Rishayim. Aval Shachris ain't lo Tashlumim v'chein b'shotfles. Aval pi she'in Tashlumim el tefila asmuch lo yis tefilo. Utefila sacheini she'hifzid ain't lem Tashlumim. In other words, if he forgot Shachris and Minche, and then at Mayrif of the next day, he reminded himself, he can have Tashlumi for Minche, but not for Shachris. There's a sheet of all the Rishayim. But there is a shite that there is Tashlumi even Litfilo Shein and Smucho, some Mele, Afal Pishin Tashlumi, and Litfilo Asmucho, Leis Etfilo, Utfilo Sachirim, Shehifsid, אין להם תשלומים, אם רוצו להספר לישום נדובו, וישחדש בו שום דובו, או שוז ביודי ונוכן לעס עסקי. But since there is אישית, שנין בו איזה אישית הסיוכת, that there is תשלומים, so ממילא, is the proper thing to daven another שמנסרה. תשלומים בו תישו daven את בתירס נדובי. But of course, that's not Shaykh today, just as the Rishenim say, that today there is no Nidove because he is not in the Madrege, Allah has come over Hamo, we are not in the Madrege. Today, the Mechaber says, we know Lassus came because in his generation, the war Jews who were on that Madrege, but not today. Over Kalayim will is Palel Musev, Ingo Tashlumim. Tashlumim is only Shaykh and Phile that has the aspect of Rachme. So Mimele, our Vaish is Palel Kalayim. But Musaf is based not upon the aspect of Rachme, but upon Nishalmo Porims Vaseinu. So it's like a verbal korb, some mele, a verbal korb. There cannot be korb Musaf Nidove. The tzibo cannot be makriv a korb Musaf Nidove. Only the Amechuye, but Bitiras Nidove not. Some mele, Tfilas Musaf Bitiras Nidove is not Shaykh. Hizit v'lo yispalel. Now there's another halacha that even the tefillah smucho, so tashlumim is only shayach if he was a shegeik, an onus, even if he wasn't a full onus, not an onus gomo, but korev leines, but if he's a mezid gomo, then there is no tashlum. Hizit v'lo yispalel tefillah achas ein lo tashlumim. Afilu bisfulo atfilo asmochalo. Vim rotso yispaleil oiso nidovo. Veni tzori chidush im yispaleil eiso bitfilo asmochalo. Mishalo yispal, say again, today is not shaykh. Mishalo yispalil be'eit sheyeshli zman leyispalil. So, mitni shesovo shadayin yishoyo leyzman acha sheyigmeya. Acha yigmeya. Eise eise kshu misasik be'i. Ubinkach over leyasho. V'chein sod. There is a machlekes on that between the Agude and the Thomas Adeshen, but the Mechaba Paskins, that is, he has a din of an onus, not of a pesheya, and there is tashlum. So suppose he had an opportunity to doubt, but he postponed it. He was busy in a certain Indian, so, and he assumed, oh, there is still a Raim Gode. But then he became involved in that transaction in that Indian, and he didn't doubt. So the question is he considered to be a Pesheya or is considered to be a non? So there is a Machlekes Rishonim. And the Mechaba Paskins that he is considered as a nonus. Mishal Yispal Beichi Yishlisman Yispal Mipnisha Sovashi Adan Yishoyalisman Achashi Yigmeris Isek Shumisasibi Uvinkach Uvinkach Ovoliasho Vichemi Shoyotorud Bitsirach Momeni Kishoyobili the Hepsit Valdikach Hipsid Milispal Vichemi Shu Shikia Velo Yispalil Kulom Hashuvi Manusim Vieshlohem Tashlum. But among the onus is mentioned if a person didn't daven because he was involved in a certain transaction, so and he knew that after he finishes the transaction, so then it, that when he after he finishes the transaction to be too late to daven, but he didn't want to lose the money, so mimele he didn't daven. Didn't love because of hefset moment. So he has a din of an onus. So it doesn't mean that he acted properly. If you would ask us lechatchile, can I refrain from davening if it will involve the loss of money? So then we tell him as long as it will not involve a hefset merube, hein rav means more than a fifth, a tenth of nechosim. So Yamchuyev to Dab. He is Mechuyev to sustain loss. But suppose he was Aveya and he did not daven, so yes, he didn't have an onus. But Lechatchile, there is no heter to not to daven because of his small hefset of money. Miu Lechatchile Yavers Mantfile Mishim hefset money. To Bilo Yispalel Minche Berev Shabbos Mispal Arve Shtayim. Shel Shabbos, Horisheino liArvis veAshniyo liTashlum. So, in other words, suppose he didn't daven Mincha beErev Shabbos. He didn't daven Mincha beErev Shabbos. So then he has to daven two tefillas. Friday night, the first one is the Friday night tefillah, Ato Gidashto, and then the second one is Tashlumi for Mincha. But one could argue, but Tashlumi for Minche, he failed to daven a Chiledig Shneschre. Now what kind of a Shneschre will he daven? Again, a Tfile of Atokidashto. So what? How is it with Bita Shlumim for regular Chiledig Shneschre? The answer is, a person has to daven the Tfile that is current that time. So it's true that he has to be Mashlim, a tefile that was Bechel. But now it's Shabbos. So Memele, he davens the same Shmnesre Ata Kedashto. And that will be Tashlumim for the Chilidike Shmnesre. Tov Lispal Mincha Barav Shabbos Nispal Arve Shtayim Shal Shabbos Horishenu Laarviz Vashniyo Tashlumim Vo Adin Im Lo Yispal Mincha Be'erev Chedesh. And the Chedesh is, in other words, what's the Chedesh? Mispal Arvishtaim Shal Shabbos. How could we expect him to daven another Shmnesre on Friday night of Chayil? The answer is the Eved, if a person will daven Shabbos, a Chilig Shmnesre, as long as he'll mention the Kedushas Hayayim, so is the Yitzhak. So maybe we could say in this case where he has to make up a chilui shenesre, let him daven a regular chilui shenesre, but mention Shabbos in the shenesre. So Halacha is not like that. He has to daven the tefillah that is current that time. Vo'adinu lispal mincha v'erev shchedesh mispal shal reshchedesh time. Now it's erev shchedesh. So he was supposed to daven shenesre without Yalviyovi. Then reshchedesh night he davens to shenesre. So the second shenesre is he also says Yalviyovi. But is tashlumin for a non-reshchedesh day. Doesn't matter. V'im loy hiske yalviyovi b'resheino v'hiske b'shnio. So suppose he wasn't maske yalviyovi in the first one. V'hiske b'shnio, so tzorich larzel al ispalel. Avol. So im hiske yalviyovi b'resheino v'hiske b'shnio. So that means, if he was maskir bishniyo, so it's a raya, that why was he maskir bishniyo, that his kavone was to daven the second shnesre for shchedesh, not for tashlumim. So mimele, that means he was not mashlim as yet. He was not mashlim as yet. The tefillah of erev shchedesh, so he has to daven a third time. So lazer with paul avum hiske bistehno hiske bereshino vishnio ein zor lazer, because when one forgets yalviyove shchedesh night, so he doesn't have to daven over again, because in kashen shchedesh balaylo. But in the case of lo hiske yalviyove bereshino hiske bishnio, so that's a raya. That even though Alpidin is mechuyev to daven the first shmenesre for the shmenesre of that day, of that time, and the second shmenesre of Tiras Hashlumim, but his kavone was the other way around, because in the first shmenesre he wasn't maskei Alviyavi. Why wasn't he maskei Alviyavi? And the second, yes. Why in the second, yes? Because his kavone was the second shmenesre should be b'teras ma'ariv, and the first shmenesre his kavone was should be tashlumim for the minche. But he cannot make up tashlumim for the minche in the first shmenesre. So mele yes to daven the third shmenesre. Avolim lo yiske b'shtein or yiske b'rishino b'shnio. So then there is no raya that he had the kavone to daven the first one b'teras tashlumim and the second one for the current Tfile. So mimele, so in Tzorch Larzer, true, he didn't mention Yalviyovi in Nidash Mnesre, but if somebody forgets Yalviyovi Rishchedish night, so he doesn't have to daven over again, because in Mikashin is Achedish Balayl. Tovel Yispal Mincho Bishabes, Mispal Mitzoy Shabes, Bitsi, Shtai, Mavdil Borisheno, Vene Mavdil Bishnio. So the Halacha, suppose he forgot to daven Mincha Shabbos. So then, Mitzoy Shabbos, he has to daven two Shmenesres. Now, Mitzoy Shabbos, when you daven a Shmenesre, you say, Yatochan Anton. The question is, in what Shmenesre will he say, Yatochan Anton? In the first one or in the second? So the Halacha is, Tor, Velo Yispal Mincha B'Shabbos, Mitzal, Mitzoy Shabbos, Shtayim Shalcheil, Mavdil Borisheino, Vein Mavdil Bishnio. Now, the Mishneh Brura says, Mavdil Borisheino, Mavdil, I don't see the Mishneh Berurah. Oh, I thought the Mishneh Berurah says something. So, the halacha is Lamed Veis. No, he does say something. No, I don't see it. All right. So, Tov Mincha Shal Shabbos V'Yischal Yutches Mavdil B'Risheino V'Le Mavdil B'Shnio. So he says Adchan Antonu in the first one. So that's very simple, because the first one is the Shmin Esrei of Mitzvah Shabbos, is the current Shmin Esrei. The second one is Tashlumim. So Mele Mitzvah Shabbos has to say Adchan Antonu v'inem avdol b'shniyo, because the Shniyo is Tashlumim for Minche. So why should he say Adchan Antonu? Adchan Antonu the Chachomim or Misakein in the Shmin Esrei of Mitzvah Shabbos. But the Shniyo is not the Shmin Esrei of Mitzvah Shabbos, is the Shmin Esrei of Tashlumim for Minche. So there is no Shaiches of Adchan Antonu in the Tashlumim for Minche. Vim lehivdil b'risheino v'hivdil b'shniyo. But suppose he didn't say Adchan Antonu in the first Shmin Esrei where he should have said it, and in Tashlumim d'ke Shmin Esrei he said Adchan Antonu, so v'shniyo shniyo also loy, risheino loy also loy. So in other words, that means that his kavone again. So it's a raya that his kavone was to daven the second Shmin Esrei b'teira Shmin Esrei of Mitzvah Shabbos. Vo raya he said Adchan Antonu, and the first Shmin Esrei he meant b'teira Tashlumim. The vo raya he did not say in the first Shmin Esrei Adchan Antonu. So mimele he still has to be mashlim. Also, so mele he still has to be daven a third time to be mashlim the tefillah of Mincha of Shabbos. Vim hivdil b'shteyen, or lo hivdil b'shteyen yotzo. Because then we have no raya that his kavone was to daven the second Shmin Esrei as the current Shmin Esrei. So mele he just forgot to say Adchan Antonu, so he doesn't have to daven over again. Now, there was, years ago, there was a machlekes between the Netziv and Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim was a young man then, and then one of the Talmidim in Valozhin, so forgot to daven Ma'ariv. He forgot to daven Ma'ariv Mitzvah Shabbos. Then he had to daven Sunday morning. He had to daven two Shmin Esreis. So he wanted to know in which Shmin Esrei should he see Adchan Antonu? Should he see Adchan Antonu in the first one or in the second one? So the Netziv was davening then. So Mimele and Rabbi Foil Shapiro was also davening. So Mimele they couldn't pass in the Shaila. So he asked Reb Chaim the Shaila. So Reb Chaim said in the first one. Then after the davening, the Netziv and Rabbi Foil heard how Reb Chaim passed. They were very upset with his psak. They assumed that he mamish didn't know it in. So the Netziv came over to Reb Chaim and he said, how is it you paskent that he has to say Adchan Antonu in the first one? But the first one is the Shmin Esrei for Shachris. What Shaiches is there for Adchan Antonu in the Shmin Esrei Shachris? He should say Adchan Antonu in the second one, the Tashlumim for Ma'ariv. So Reb Chaim said, I also know of that, but the Adchan Antonu is not peculiar to the Ma'ariv of the Shmin Esrei of Mitzvah Shabbos. What's Halacha? In Ma'ariv you have to say Adchan Antonu, the first Shmin Esrei. In Chayil you have to be Mavil. Usually, under ordinary circumstances, so which is the first Shmin Esrei b'Chayil after Shabbos Ma'ariv? But now that he forgot and he has to daven two Shmin Esreis, and the first Shmin Esrei is the Shachris Shmin Esrei, the second is the Ma'ariv Shmin Esrei. So Shachris is the first Shmin Esrei, not Ma'ariv is the first Shmin Esrei after Shabbos. Vis-a-vis him, so Mimele, he has to say Adchan Antonu. Has to say Adchan Antonu in the first Shmin Esrei, even though this is Shachris Shmin Esrei, but that's his first Shmin Esrei after Shabbos. Anyway, the Netziv heard that, so he bethought himself, and then he started to do research. Then he found that there is a Chuvis Rabbi Kveya who said like Reb Chaim. So that was the machlekes. Tobi minche vil shal Shabbos vil ispal yutches vil yiskir shal Shabbos mispal mitzoy Shabbos tay. Vein mavdil bishnia. So, in other words, suppose he davened minche, but he made a mistake. Instead of davening Shabbos dike minche, he davened techele dike minche. And if he had been maskir Shabbos, so if a person davened techele dike shimnesre on Shabbos and is maskir Shabbos, so is yeitz. So, but here he wasn't Masker Shabbos, so he's not Yetzir the Tefillah. He wasn't Masker Shabbos altogether. So then it is considered as if he didn't have Minche. So Mispal Mitzoye Shabbos Tai Vein Mavdil Bishnio Vispal Leiso Biteras Vispal Leilo Biteras Nidovo Teras Nidovo Vein Tzorel Chalvo Dovo Vo adin im lo hiskir yal viyovei b'mincha shal reshchedish. Hatei u maskir meire shor yomim b'tfilo shaloi b'izmano lo yhave matzok. In other words, now that's a problem many times arises. Suppose a person on an ordinary day, so by mistake he'll say yal viyovei. Does he have to dab him over again? So if it's for the psak of Shulchan Aruch is, that problem arises many times. Sometimes a person makes a mistake. He thinks it's 2 days Rosh Chodesh and it's 1 day Rosh Chodesh. So he says Yalav Yovei when he shouldn't say Yalav Yovei. So if he mazes, he does it, then he has to dab him over again. But if he's a tail, he's by mistake, so then he's Lohav Afsok. Hateo maske mir shem mit fyr shol mis man le hab afsok mi un niska shto peisek a filo bi em tsabor but suppose he reminds himself so he shouldn't finish it because then he will not be a sheik anymore so but if he reminds himself it's not a sheik so he shouldn't finish it
Simen kuf yud beis shloi lehafzik loy bisholish rishenis veloy bisholish achenis the shmonesre it's called shmonesre 18 loches 18 boches exclusive of lamalshinim because lamalshinim was added later on so together it's 19 boches. So we have the first three, that's the Gimel Brachos Rishenis, that's Shvach. And then the last three, that's Idoye. And the middle 12, 13 Brachos are Bakoshes Sorov. So in the Bakoshes Sorov Brachos, in the 13 Brachos, every individual can put in a certain Bakoshe for his needs. Masha'inkin, the Gimel Rishenis, the Gimel Achenis, one cannot inject any Bakoshe Soch. So it's also. Al Yishal Odom Tzorchov, the Gimel Rishenis, the Loi, the Gimel Achenis, the Dafke Tzorch Yochit, Aval Tzorch Tzibor Shor. That's the reason as to why it's the Mine Kol Yisrael for hundreds of years to say Zochenu Lechaim. Medina the Gemara, it's not obligatory. So the Geinim put it in. But how were the Geinim allowed to put it in? But that's Zohar Rabim. Zohar Rabim is not also to put in. In the first three or in the last three. But Zohar Yochid is also. Mimele, so many Rishenim say that it's also to say Payet. It's a Machlekes Rishenim, whether it's Muta to say Payet or not, because the Payet is in the Gimel Rishenis and the Gimel Achenis. And all the Payets are expressive of certain Bakoshes. So some Rishenim say it's Osa. Some Rishenim say it's Muta, because it's also Bakoshes Soche Rabbi. In Lema, Piyutim Veloi Krevetz. What's the meaning, what's the etymological origin of Krevetz? Krevetz Lietzea, that's in Shachris. And Payet is Musaf. The etymological meaning of Krevetz is it's an abbreviation, Roshi Teves. Kael, the Kuf is Kael, and the Kuf is Kael, and the Reish is Rino, and the Vov is V'yeshua, and the Beis is Be'ole, and the Tzadik is Tzadikim. Kael Rino V'yeshua Be'ole Tzadikim, so that's Krevetz. But that's in Shachris, and Payet is Musaf. So the Mechaber paskens, like the Rishenim, that it's osa to say, it's osa to say Payet. V'yesh matiri, hoil v'tzorche rabim, horosh v'teis v'esvori v'aran, v'chein neagim b'chol mokim l'om. But the Goyen Shite is not to say Payet. And there are many who don't say Payet, and many do say Payet. It's a machlekes reshen. Dine hakriye beyutches broches. So there are certain kriyas that one has to make in Shminesre. So where does is one mechuyev to make kriyas? Elu broches sheseichem ben biyoves tchilov iseit. So when he says Baruch. And ato, so he makes a kriye, his kriye, and then before he mentions Adi Shem, he is akef, he makes a skif. Kol brochesh, elu brochesh seichin boves tchilo viseif. And then by doye, also tchilo, v'chol achayim. So also he made in the broche of v'chol achayim, so tchilo viseif. It's osa, because he's meisiv, he's meisiv and Ranchonis Chazal, and there is no kima mitzvah, some mele, it is yure, and it looks as if he wants to be machmir, over and above. Zakonis Chachon. Avol Bemtzod. When is it improper in the end of the broch or in the beginning of the broch? Since the Chachomim or Mechayev in Oves and in Idoye to Shchiyes on Mele, if he's Meisi, so it's Osa. Masheinkein in the middle of the broch, the Chachomim did not make any takonis, so it's not Osa. Aber beim Tioson Jochel Isris. Haneag im Lisris Bresh Ashono Yen Kippurim, Kisheim Rim Zochreinu, Umi Komeicho, Srichim Liskev Kishem Agim Liseif Abroche. Vi Afal Gav, Di Beobis Kerea Biseif Abroche, Mikol Mokeim Tzorich, Liskev Miad Biseif Zochreinu, Kidei Shien Neir, otherwise, the one who will observe him will not know whether he is doing it because of the obligatory shchiyas or not. Hakereya b'v'chol kemo v'fanecho tishtachave, oi v'chol levoatcha nachnu meidim, oi b'idoye dehalil o birkas hamozei, harei ze migune. In other words, even though the Yisar is only the Tchilas Broche, the Seif Broche, the Emtza Broche, not, and here he's a Migune, even though it's not the Seif Broche, the answer is because here he makes the Kriya in expressions which indicate Tishtach Voyet. So again he's Migune. If it's in the middle of the broche and it's not an expression that deals with shtachvoye, so it doesn't look as if he's massive and takones chachom. But if he's kireya, even if it's in the middle of the broche or it's not shmunesre altogether, it's in Hallel and Birkas Hamozen, but it's expressions that relate to Ishtachvoye and to Kriye. So Mele is a Migun. Mivne Perush Shein Lichreya Elo Bimokim Shetikno Chachomim. But the Chiddush here is that even though it's not at the beginning and end of the Broche, but in view of the fact that these are expressions that relate to Ishtachvoye and to Kriye, so it's also. Hamispalil Tzorich Sheyichra Achi spakiku kol chulye shebishetre, velo yichra beem tzamosnov, vireishi yishoya zokuf, elagam reishi yokif kagmi. In other words, suppose he wants to bend in the area of the loins, but the head is intact, that's not a real kriya. Velo yishre kol kach achi yeh pif kineged, Chagoshom Nesai. In other words, too much not. Vimuzoki Nechile, Veinyochi Lishris Ashi Spakiku, Kidm Shehir Kin Reishi Dai, Meachash Nikar Shuchofit Lechea, Eloshim Tsayratsme. Kishukerea Yicha Bimirus, Bipamachas, Uchshu Zeikev, Zeikev Binachas, Reishi Binachas. First, he bends down the head, and then the goof. Kishareya, kishikareya, kireya biboruch, uch shezeikev, zeikev bishem. He said, boruch, ato, is kireya. And then, before he says that Hashem, he is zeikev. Hamispali ubo kinegdi odom, v'yesh leitmunas avidis kechovim biyodei, והגיע למוקים ששיחים בי לא ישחה אף על פי של ליבי לשמיים. In other words, suppose he mispalel, and then a person who has a tmuna of Havidizore, a symbol of Havidizore, so then, even though his kavone is to be seiche because he's at Medim, but there is an amarasayin chas v'sholem of Havidizore, so Memele should not be Sheikha at that moment, because there is a special Yisar of Marasayin Avizor. It's not a regular Yisar of Marasayin. The regular Yisar of Marasayin is also an Yisar, but in a hardship situation, so you can overlook it, as the Taz and the Shach say in Hilchos Brachos B'Cholom. But Ba'avidizora, there is a special Yisar of Marasayin. And according to some Rishenim, it's even Yorg Bal Yaver. Other Rishenim say it's not Yorg Bal Yaver, but it's not the regular Yisar of Marasayin. There is a special Yisar of Marasayin for Ba'avidizora. So Mele, even though his Kavone is to be Sheikh in the Tfile, it just happens. But if, let's say, a priest who has the cross on his chest passes by, then it will look as if Chas V'Sholem is bound down to the cross, so then he's not allowed to do it. It's an Issa D'Raisa, it's a very big Issa. It's not the regular Issa of Marasayin. There is a special Issa of Marasayin L'Gav Avdizor. Ein Leheisif Al Teorov Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu יעשה המועקי להגודל הגיבר והנאירו, ודווקא בתפילו, מפני שאין לשנס מטבע שטובו חכומים, אבל בתחנונים ובקושי סושבוכים, שעוד דומאים הם עצמי לסלמבו, und mit Kolmokim noch ein Lemische Jirze leharich bischwoche Amokim, sche jemar eisei bipsukim.